mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, thank you so much for joining us. It is the 11th day of May, 2005, on this live Wednesday edition. I really apologize that I wasn't here yesterday. I got into the office and, well, the power was off because they were digging and had cut some lines somewhere in this area of Austin. So I was not with you yesterday, and I was biting my lip. Believe me, I really wanted to get on air, but we are here, my friends. I should have a backup power system here in this office, but, I mean, the power goes off a couple times a year, but usually for maybe 30 minutes or something. It might happen once a year while I'm on air. But I think I'm going to get a backup power system in here that'll run for 6 hours, and we won't have that problem. But I guess you don't do something about something until there is a problem. All right, it is Wednesday, the 11th day of May, and we have yesterday's news stacked up and today's news stacked up. Congressman Ron Paul has been very busy battling during this session, and his one of his flights got delayed today or something, so he won't be joining us today. He will be joining us to talk about this new national ID card and what it really does that the Senate passed last night, but the House passed on Monday. We've got Declan McCullough from CNET News, also writes for a score of other major publications, joining us in the third hour to analyze it section by section. Forget the rhetoric. Forget the stories you've heard. We'll go over what's actually in the final legislation. And believe me, it's scary. I've got it, the final text, right here in front of me. It's going to Lord Bush's desk as we speak here in the next few days. And we'll talk about the strategy that was used, very sophisticated, to manipulate the public, conservatives predominantly, into supporting the legislation. Population is bought into theater yet again. This is obviously a fake terror incident with Lord Bush and the hand grenade bouncing around. Turns out, of course, it was a fake. There were hand grenades, supposedly, that turned out to be toy bombs that blew up last week in a planter, in a plant container, in front of the British Embassy on election morning. Same MO. We'll be going over this. It's now come out from declassified U.S. government documents that clearly link the CIA to blowing up airplanes with bombs in them. Same MO. And, of course, blaming it on terrorists as usual as a pretext to go after your freedoms. The federal government, with some of these different states, California namely, wants to start regulating with a computer when you can have air conditioning. That meshes nicely with the government wants to tax you for eating, quote, unhealthy food and track and trace what you eat and what you drink and what you do. Just total micromanagement, total control. We had the case a few days ago. In Los Angeles, California, the police now, it was 120 bullets, now it's over 120. Some reports are over 200 bullets fired at an unarmed man in a white SUV, and most of the bullets hit houses full of men, women, and children. And the only reason you're hearing about it and the reason the cops are in trouble is because they shot two of their own officers. I want to talk about this insane bloodlust attack dog bloodthirsty mentality that's been drummed into them. So we'll be discussing that as well. There is just so much that we're going to plunge directly into after this quick break, and then we'll take your calls right up until the third hour when Declan McCullough, always an interesting and informative guest, CNET News technology writer, will be joining us to go over your new expanded national ID card that the illegal aliens aren't exempt from. And by the way, Lord Bush wants to pay for the illegal aliens' health care. Something citizens don't get, the illegals will get, and most of your governors are pushing to give them in-state tuition as well. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you again for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 11th day of May, 2005. We do have Declan McCullough from CNET News coming on to analyze the actual subsections of our new national ID card, the radically expanded national ID card that, well, we're now learning isn't going to be enforced against the illegal aliens. Well, that was in the bill to begin with, but now the so-called conservatives that were fooled as usual are going to have to realize that. They were sucked in by the fake leftist organizations that decried it as a racist bill that would stop the illegal aliens. Why, how dare you racist right-wingers? Our precious illegal aliens are wonderful. And you took the bait as usual and didn't read the actual bill, didn't listen to Ron Paul, didn't listen to this broadcast, didn't read the actual analysis of it by many writers who studied it. You just believe the little set piece, the little theater that was put on for you. Meanwhile, Bush is announcing that he will be paying for California and Texas and others a small portion of it, a billion or so every month or so, for the illegal aliens and their health care. And many of the emergency rooms in California and Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and Colorado and Nevada are shutting down because the illegals show up in mass to have their babies. They instantly become U.S. citizens at that point. The child does. The parents get asylum to have their cancer operated on, you name it. But I have personal friends who have degrees, who are American citizens, who have life-threatening illnesses. One of them, Crohn's disease. He hasn't been able to eat the 3 weeks. He's lost a lot of weight. And he goes in and says, listen, I've only got $5,000 in the bank of the years I've saved. And it's basically, sorry, you don't get surgery, and you may just have to starve to death. He goes, well, can't I just check myself into the emergency room under Medicare or Medicaid? And, nope, sorry, that's can't do that. But the illegals, literally, folks, go right past him. And I cut my finger off almost completely about 2 years ago, out helping some people when I was out fishing. I tried to jump onto the side of there in heavy waves to help get their pontoon boat started and slid off, and my hand got caught in the door. But that's pointless to go over the details. When I got to the hospital, which I shouldn't have even done, I had a friend with me, and we had called ahead on the cell phone to have an ambulance there, and we drove back into the dock. And the ambulance drove about 45 miles an hour, and I could have driven at about 80, and or my friend could have, and he followed me in my truck. And I get there, and literally the place is filled with illegal aliens. I guess it was Breckenridge I went to, the city hospital in downtown Austin. And I'm sitting there literally hoping my finger doesn't die. You know, all the skin's ripped off the bone, the bone's all exposed, and it's totally numb, and I mean, literally the finger's flopping around. And I'm actually, my dad shows up, and he's on the phone with other MDs that he knows, and they're going, yes, you need to get that reattached right away or he could lose it. So I'm sitting there, and I literally had to go after about an hour, do you know who I am? I mean, I had to pull this card. I'm Alex Jones. And yes, yes, some people behind the counter, we know who you are. Well, I see people who claim they have stomach aches and stuff, these illegal aliens going right in the door. I mean, they show up, they'd be there 5 minutes, right to the door. I said, let me in. Attach my finger. Now. And my dad went over, you know, he's a dentist and oral surgeon. He gave him some of the doctor talk, and then this doctor comes bustling out who was all, you know, black circles around their eyes, busy working their hind ends off, a very good female surgeon. And she goes in and then reattaches it and cleans it, and it was numb for about a year, and thank God almost all the feelings come out except right on the tip of my finger. But the point is that I have actually experienced this. You understand? I'm there with blood pouring out of my hand with my finger flopping around. And I actually took the skin and wrapped it back around the finger, and in the ambulance they weren't really helping much, and was trying to cram it all back together and tie it back together myself. It didn't feel too good, but I wanted to keep my fingers, so that was quite easy to do. It was kind of like it took all the skin off my finger like a glove, and then, you know, cracked the bone where it was flopping around. But I'll never forget that. Looking at that purple bone, it was like purple pink. It was kind of pretty, just that little, you know, because your finger bones are little. Just looking at that thing flopping around, it was and I don't mean the blood and the skin was pretty, but the bone, you think of bone as being white because you always see it when it's dead, you know, bleached out on the side of the road, but it was purple. And anyways, now, see how I image things in my mind and then try to describe what I'm seeing? And I always get into too much detail, and I always seem to rant at the beginning of the broadcast instead of getting into all the news as I promised I would do. But you have these overworked doctors, and you have the city taxpayers and state taxpayers, and they also get federal grants paying for this. And I even had an insurance card in my wallet. And so if they know you've got insurance, they run the insurance, they check it. I guess the computer tells them what to charge you. You get charged many times what people who are destitute do, and I think that's proper. But the illegal aliens, they know that they don't have any ID or any proof, so they just go to the front of the line. They go to the front of the line. And I've talked about how I know an apartment manager who manages the biggest property in Austin for the biggest property company, management company in the country. About 2 years ago, she talked about a Christmas week meeting they had in Dallas in a ballroom with hundreds of their top managers, and they told them, we have secretly been taken over by the federal government, not because we're insolvent, but because if the government takes over one-third of our housing, we don't have to pay taxes, basically, anymore. But we don't want our clients to know we've been taken over by the government, and these are mid-level and high-level apartments, nice apartments, and golf courses. It's a bunch of properties, but this was dealing with the apartments, let illegals have 10 people to a room. But if citizens even have family visiting for more than a week, find them and then kick them out. We want to move them out and move illegals in. This is our deal with the federal government. You understand, folks? I mean, I have a personal, lifelong friend who's known me since I was 3 years old. Okay? I mean, she told me personally this story, and she couldn't believe it. She was told it was a government operation. You understand the magnitude of that? Designed, ladies and gentlemen, to bring down the borders, designed to destroy our sovereignty, designed to annihilate our wages. And so is it any surprise to you that Bush comes out and says, I'm going to pay the states to take care of the illegal aliens at the hospitals? Something you don't get. I have a friend who has Crohn's disease, and that's where your intestines inflate. You can't pass food. You literally start having an autoimmune response to food you eat. I mean, he's losing a lot of weight. He's a good friend of mine, and he cannot get the surgery. Do you understand that? He's trying to set up payment plans with them. Oh, I promise I'll pay you. I'll give you everything I've got, the $5,000 I've got. But if he's an illegal alien, ladies and gentlemen, he goes right to the head of the line. They're having mass surgeries, complex surgeries every day in major cities. In some major cities, hundreds of them a week for these illegal aliens. Whatever they need, brain surgery, lung surgery, liver transplants, just lavish. And I don't have to hear it from him. I don't have to read about it in the newspaper. I have experienced it. And if I wouldn't have thrown a fit, I've already coldly leaned over the counter and said, get your manager now. I've been sitting here for too long. You get me in there and you reattach my finger now, you're going to be liable. And said, don't think that I don't see all these illegal aliens going right past me into the door. Don't think I don't. I've got money. I'm willing to pay for this. I've got insurance. And I'm sitting here. All right. We are, folks, you're a second-class citizen if you got insurance. The illegal aliens are first class. And if you are somebody who doesn't have insurance and you're an American citizen, you're a third-class individual. Third class. There's no other way to describe it. And you've heard about all these governors, Republicans, Democrats, Senator Orrin Hatch, Bush. They want in-state tuition for illegal aliens. In fact, California and Oregon give double the funds to illegal aliens and, quote, immigrants than citizens get because it's designed to get more of them here. Look at Bush's amnesty plan that he's been trying to pass. Quote, to fix the immigration problem. Yes, it'll totally legalize. It'll fix the problem because they'll just legalize it. And for 6 years, anybody who's here is totally legal. Anybody who can get here becomes totally legal instantly, no questions asked. And it allows these corporations to not just bring skilled but unskilled workers in at unlimited levels. Unlimited. 900,000+ illegals a year already. 3 million illegals a year coming in. That's almost 4 million. 3,900,000. That's the Fed's own numbers. And that isn't enough for them. We got to give them more goodies and more treats and more things when we got a bunch of senior citizens eating dog food. When we got this country falling apart. It's unbelievable. All right, now I'm ranting. Here it is out of New York Times. U.S. pays for care of illegal aliens, treatment money for border states. The Bush administration said yesterday that it would start paying hospitals and doctors for providing emergency care to illegal immigrants because the hospitals are just shutting down. The money, totaling $1 billion, will be available for services provided today through September. Folks, it's a lot more than that. Congress provided the money as part of the 2003 law that expanded Medicare to cover prescription drugs. The new payments have nothing to do with the Medicare program. So, my friend may end up looking like a concentration camp victim because he can't eat, but the illegals are going to get everything they want while they cough their tuberculosis on us and their whooping cough and their meningitis. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today. That is discountwatchstore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time. So call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The next group of articles I was going to get into is fake care alerts, and obviously many of you now know that about 15 minutes ago they started evacuating the U.S. Capitol, claiming that there was an airplane in the area off course. Turns out it's a small plane that just got a little bit off course in the most controlled airspace in the world, Washington, D.C., and always in the past, if a plane got off course, they would launch F-16s and have them on the plane in minutes. But on 9/11, they stood down because Dick Cheney was in control of the, quote, war games. And it says that the Capitol Police and others screamed at people, pulled out shotguns and machine guns, told everybody to get down in the basement, told everyone to run for their lives, basically. And then, oh, false alarm. It was just a small plane off course. And this is just the classic fear-mongering that we see over and over and over and over and over again. Until the real date coming up in the future, unless we expose them and stop them, when the globalists really carry out a real terror attack that dwarfs 9/11. This is from the BBC. Cuba plane bomber. Yeah, who should we really worry about? Cuba plane bomber. What is this, like the 50th story I've seen lately where the government admits they were carrying out terror attacks or planning them? Cuban plane bomber was CIA agent. Oh! And then we have a flashback at the top of the BBC article, The Hegelian Dialectic in History, Operation Northwoods. The CIA pays people to bomb planes, but of course they'd never be involved in anything like 9/11. It's out of the question. That's our comment. Ignore Northwoods. Ignore the drills in the morning of 9/11. Ignore the past history of our government would never harm us. Declassified U.S. government documents. Now, this is the BBC article. A Cuba plane bomber was CIA agent. Declassified U.S. government documents show that a man suspected of involvement in the bombing of a Cuban passenger plane worked for the Central Intelligence Agency, Luis Podesta Carriles. A Cuban-born Venezuelan and anti-Castro dissident was an agent and informer. The papers also revealed that an FBI informer all but admitted that, and that's the document, that Mr. Posada, was one of those behind the 1976 bombing that killed 73 people. Mr. Posada, who denies any involvement, is said to be seeking asylum in the U.S. His lawyers said his client, thought to be hiding in Miami area, deserves U.S. protection because of his long years of service to the country. Oh! U.S. officials say they have no evidence that Mr. Posada is in the country, and added that they would deal with an asylum application from him as they would any other. No conviction. The documents released by George Washington University's National Security Archive show that Mr. Posada, now in his 1970s, was a CIA payroll and CIA from the 1960s until mid-76 when the bombing took place. One FBI report quoted a confidential source as saying that Mr. Posada was one of several people who met at least twice at a hotel in Caracas, allegedly to discuss bombing a Cuban Airlines plane. The report recommended that no action be taken on the information as it would compromise its sources. Mr. Posada was arrested in Venezuela after the bombing, but was not convicted before he escaped from prison. That is, let him out the front door. The U.S. documents show that he later went to Central America, where he joined the covert operation for the U.S., led by Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, to remain and rearm the anti-communist contra-guerrillas. And it turned into a big diplomatic fight in the 1990s, on and on and on. And here's the U.S. government documents, CIA officer. Folks, we have Operation Gladio declassified, where the U.S. government actually carried out over 100 bombings in 10 years up into the late 1970s in Europe, blowing up school buses, trains, shooting people, and blaming it on the communists. Now, again, the communists are controlled by the same global system. But when low-level communists that aren't controlled start getting a little bit of power, that's how they turned our military to the dark side. It was the military carrying out Gladio, Army Intelligence and others. They'd say, men, we got to fight the commies. We got to be more hardcore than them to defend America. Yes, sir, I'll carry out the plastic explosive bombing. I don't like blowing up that bus for little kids, but I'll do it to fight the commies. Meanwhile, our government was building the oil refineries and funding them and shipping them just millions of tons of grain over the years, millions of tons, giving them all the weapon systems, the computer systems, the aluminum plant parts, everything. It's all staged. But they use that fake threat of communism that they created as a pretext to turn America into a police state. And meanwhile, hand grenade found at Bush rally. That was the headline yesterday. And by today, oh, it was a fake hand grenade that the government uses for drills. And it was a government agent that found it. But still, it shows the threat our president's under. Yes, terrorists would throw a dummy hand grenade at the president. And then it's just so ridiculous. It's just like the toy bombing, the firecracker bombing last week at the British Embassy in New York right as the election started. I mean, it's the same stuff.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, we need to get this straight. We have the bona fide, certified, declassified, directly from the U.S. government, Operation Northwoods, Gladio. We have the operations in England, now declassified, to carry out terror bombings against their own population, to get the public to submit to tyranny. We have their own agents going public. We have Putin blowing up buildings, carrying out theater sieges, the Beslan massacres, all of it. Who stands to gain from it? Who has the motive? Who gets to take control of our lives? Who gets to be our masters? Who gets to engage in all this criminality? Because it's for our own good, to keep us safe. And there's more and more of these. I mean, every week the government comes out with new documents. Okay, we're carrying out terror attacks. Okay, we're behind the Lockerbie bombing. Okay, we're behind this. We're behind that. What's she going to do? Now they totally admit, yes, it was a false alarm. Just the little plane got a little bit off course this morning and over D.C. I guess it'd be this afternoon over D.C. in Eastern time. And they had to evacuate. We have to train the Capitol to do what the nice men with the machine guns say. And the Capitol's passed the Doomsday Bill to give up all their authority and to the Lord Bush or whoever comes after him. And we're just all learning how to be good little slaves here. And we've got all the nice martial law legislation passed. And everything's fine now. We can all go back. And, you know, a fake hand grenade got thrown at the president. And of course, you know, see, that shows how brave he is. And, oh, of course, the crowds broke through the barricades to worship him in Georgia. You know what would happen if our crowds broke through to worship him? They would fire with rubber bullets and probably rounds. He'd probably have a Tiananmen Square with 500 dead Americans, and the media would go, well, they had to stop Al-Qaeda. See, they had to, because that grenade could have been real. But no, in Georgia, they didn't stop the crowds worshiping Bush. Oh, Bush, you're so good. You give us such freedom. You love Putin. You celebrated Red Square. You're goose-stepping soldiers march by you in a loving way, and you wear the little red flower because you're so good, and the men march by with their hammers and sickles, and Putin sets up regional governors, but we can trust you. You're a good man. And just going back over this, you know, first it's grenade thrown. It was providence, the preacher said. It was of the Lord. God stopped it from exploding. I said the same thing with Hitler. He'd have fake bombing attempts on him. It happened a bunch. It came out in mainstream news that Musharraf, the dictator of Pakistan, U.S. installed, had a staged bombing. An hour after he passed the bridge, it blew up. And, oh, see, he's under attack. He's got to take all your rights away. And it's the classic M.O., modus operandi. Same story over and over again. So the terrorist threw a fake hand grenade that the government uses for terror drills. It's so ridiculous. Grenade near Bush was training device. A grenade found close to where U.S. President George Bush addressed thousands of people in Georgia's capital was a non-explosive training device. Gayla Bezhavali, Secretary of Georgia's National Security Council, said Wednesday the device was a so-called engineering grenade found in active mode, CNN reported. The device was found Tuesday afternoon in Freedom Square in Tbilisi after Bush and Georgian President Mikhail, I can't pronounce it, Shakavili, drew cheers in their speeches about the U.S.-Georgia alliance and friendship. Grenade found near Bush was dud, Georgian official says. When you read into it, it wasn't a dud, it was a smoke bomb, a training grenado. It's like before the anthrax ever got mail, and we found the 99 congressional study, $1 million study to study how to mail weaponize anthrax through the mail. There were hundreds of federal courthouses and county courthouses that got mailed or in secure floors. Someone would, without a postage stamp, would just drop it in the elevator. And, of course, they'd never look at the surveillance camera tapes. No one ever got in trouble. A few times it came out that, yes, it was part of drills. That did come out a few times, but 90-plus percent of the time it didn't. The government did release it, just fake yellow powder with anthrax written, just to test the responsiveness. And here in Austin in 99 and 2000, we had a fake nuclear spill on I-35 in Kyle, south of Austin, 5 hours after they announced one time, very quickly on the TV stations, it was just an army drill. But to this day, most Austinites think there was a nuclear spill. They practiced the military shutting down the highway. And then they, a few weeks later, had a shutdown of downtown Austin, and the police were out, and turned out it was all a drill. I said that the day of the event. Mike Hansen got out there with a camera from an overpass inside the lockdown area. He happened to be inside it when it happened. They shut down most of downtown. And videotaped him shaking hands and slapping the back of the guy that had a crew cut, supposedly a Muslim. He had a Koran in the back of his car. The media was allowed to come up and videotape it. And, oh, look, there's a Koran in the back of the car. Two officers opened the back trunk and became mysteriously ill. That came out 2 days later. It was just a drill. They shut down Austin, most of downtown, and had a guy with a crew cut out. We got the video of him. They wouldn't let our cameras get close. They let the media get up right close and show the Koran. And what happened? The officers got sick after opening the trunk. Turned out it was fake. The cops knew it. They pulled it over, part of a drill, to scare us. Then a week later, DPS offices on North Lamar shut down. Two women first got sick, then over 100 had to go to the hospital. Bio attack. What happened? Was it a bio attack? I went down, it's in Road to Tyranny, ran onto the live newscast, began screaming, it's all fake, stage-managed event. And I, riding in my car in front of witnesses, Mike Hansen and another cameraman, I called the local ABC affiliate and I bluffed them. I said, I know this is a drill. Admit it to me right now. Admit it. I'm going public. And they said, well, let me get you a manager. The manager got on. Well, Mr. Jones, yeah, you better announce this is a drill, because I know it's a drill. And then a few hours later, oh, it was just a, it might have been a drill, drill, drill. Folks, it's time for this to stop. It's disgusting. Again, it's in Road to Tyranny. I was up in Belton, just south of Kemple. And we knew it was going to be an urban warfare drill. We got up there early in the morning. Troops walk over and say, what are you doing here? You're Alex Jones. Are you the people that videotaped us at a checkpoint on I-35? A real checkpoint. We have video of that, too. As they're talking about it, we show the video. Where the cops came over again. And was it Captain Smart? And told us, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing over here? You can't film. Well, these troops run over, regular army, and start getting in our face. So we get back in their face. Then we go to the mayor's press conference, and he announces, today terrorists attacked us. And he's announcing there's been a terror attack, and at the end says it's just a drill. But the newspaper then writes an article about it, and at the last paragraph says it was a drill. But it has a psychological effect, people reading the newspaper, that a terrorist attack. And then they, again, that was the next day, they blow up two cars. I mean, I got video of it. They throw firebombs in them. They explode in downtown Belton. Don't tell people what it is. They explode. Fire shoots out 15 feet. There's helicopters flying around. They have school children there with their arms blown off, simulated, plastic blown off arms, plastic intestines. They spray fake red syrup, smear it all over them. And they've had, not hundreds, it's got to be thousands of these around the country now. But now with the drills, reported by the Associated Press and by WorldNet Daily, they get 200 elementary students. This is part of their schooling now. They lay out in the parking lot of the elementary school. Five buses pull up. Men run around with black masks and machine guns saying, we are from Homeschoolers Against Public Education. We're going to kill you. And I've talked to the families, folks. A lot of this was in the paper, but not the full extent. We're going to kill you. Homeschoolers are going to kill you. Folks, imagine the Soviet Union 50 years ago. If they would have had their children get out in the school parking lots and simulated some dissident group's going to kill you. I mean, we'd say pure re-education, pure unbelievable brainwashing. My gosh, look at those evil commies. If the Nazis did it, what would we say? But see, here it's normal. We're going to have your... In Belton, it was junior high students. And in the past, it was junior high and high school. Now it's elementary students, and you have to take part. This is your schooling. We're going to pour fake blood all over you and string fake rubber intestines with white cream sauce and red cream sauce, literally, all goop. It looks real. Smattering it all over the place. And then, I mean, do you understand how insane this is? Are you starting to get an idea why I'm so upset? In the town where I live, we have fake bio attacks. We have fake nuclear spills. We have federally funded checkpoints. We have federally funded microphones. We have federally funded face scanning cameras now going up in neighborhoods. They put them up on all the street corners. We have insane behavior around me in San Antonio and what, eight other towns. Delta Force has slammed into us. They've done drills. They covertly lease a building and then set the thing on fire and blow it up with Czech Republic troops running around screaming, and I have police chiefs admitting it on video. I live in a Twilight Zone area. But you know what? I got articles where they're doing it all over the country, in New Mexico and California and New York and Ohio. Right now, Marines, Army, foreign troops, helicopters blowing up buildings, the public told to stay inside their houses. Come on, people, this is re-education in mass going on right now. And that's all these terror alerts are every week or two now, where they evacuate the Capitol. That's what this is, with fake hand grenades and a firecracker, basically a cherry bomb going off inside of a plastic fake hand grenade. And blowing out the side of a planter. And again, folks, as kids, we throw cherry bombs inside planters and inside trash cans and watch the lid blow off. That's basically what happened here. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, when I was 12 years old, even with my dad, we'd have fun in the backyard sticking firecrackers in the ground and fire ant beds. Maybe that's Al-Qaeda. I've even got a road almanac in my car, which they say is an Al-Qaeda sign. But It's insane. And I know I'm ranting. It's just, we have a huge fake terror alert section on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We have just scores and scores and scores of mainstream news articles where they go, okay, the White House press secretary admits that they're issuing terror alerts for political purposes. Ari Fleischer, 2 years ago, before he left. Okay, we have CIA officers and FBI going public saying they were ordered to issue fake terror alerts. Fake? Folks, if you issued a fake terror alert under the Patriot Act, you'd get 5 years in prison. That's one of the good provisions in there, quite frankly. But if you yell fire in the theater, you're going to get in big trouble, especially if somebody breaks their leg getting trampled. We can't do that, and we shouldn't be able to. But they do it. They do it. And they do it whenever they want to, in your face. All right, folks, I have masses of news. I haven't even scratched the surface here, but I want to go to these loaded phone lines, Dave and Michael and Brett and Michael and James and many others. Before I do that, just two quick plugs. I've made 12 films, my 12th and most powerful video ever. It's really a mini-series, three films in one. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State is out. You can go to InfoWars.com and watch half the film for free, download it. Get an idea of what you're going to be purchasing. Get it on VHS or DVD. It covers the police state, 9/11, who the globalists are, the occult connections, the Nazi connections with the Bushes and Schwarzenegger. It is a powerful film. It is my crowning achievement. You've absolutely got to get this video. You got to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, my second best, and it's amazing. You've got to get The Masters of Terror, the police state series. My second to latest film, American Dictators. Get one copy for $19.95. The second's $5.95. Each additional copy on DVD to get four or five copies and give them as gifts. And it makes this program possible. It helps me to be able to keep my staff hired. The three webmasters I've got and the great lady that does the shipping and customer service. How many employees do I have? One, two, three, four, and then a part-time. And I've got to have these employees. I can't do it all anymore. And so we need your support as well. This is how you support us. Call right now. Get Martial Law. Don't wait. 1-888-253-3139. Ask about the specials when you call. A lot of other videos and books we carry about other wonderful researchers. 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com and order your hard copy today off the Secure Safe shopping cart. Certified. Secure. Ladies and gentlemen, by VeriSign. Yahoo shopping cart, by the way, one of the best out there. So, again, go to InfoWars.com, get the films, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch all 12 of my films. Got to be over 100 special TV reports. We've now had PrisonPlanet.tv for over a year. Monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day with a monthly, 19 cents a day. Excuse me, 19 cents a day with a monthly, 15 cents a day with a yearly subscription. You basically get 3 months for free with a yearly subscription. But, I mean, who can't afford 19 cents a day for a monthly subscription? And that makes it all possible, what we're doing here. That's what pays for the webmasters. PrisonPlanet.tv. A bunch of other films, a bunch of e-books, my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. Do not wait. Get the films, my friends. 1-888-253-3139. Also want to thank Radio Free Austin here locally for the plug they're running for the Alamo Drafthouse showing, the great movie theater where they have food and drinks and everything at your table. They have your own table in the movie theater. We've got the whole shebang at the Alamo Drafthouse Friday, June 3rd, coming up in about, 22 days? Friday, June 3rd. And that's the Alamo Draft House downtown. Two showings, 7 and 10 p.m. I'll give a little speech at the beginning, show the film, take 20, 30 minutes of question and answer. Then we'll show it again at 10 o'clock. So whether you want the early showing or the late showing, they'll both be great. Friday, June 3rd, Alamo Draft House downtown. You can buy tickets right now at InfoWars.com by linking through to their safe, secure ticket service at DraftHouse.com. That's on InfoWars.com. Direct link. You don't have to hunt around for it. And then coming up the next week, Wednesday, June 8th, 8 o'clock, Alamo Draft House, their new beautiful theater on South Lamar. One showing. So three showings total. Be sure and be there. Please take action. And then, last but not least, a plug for the network. $7.95 a month. You get the archives, the complete archives. They're uploaded every day within 2 or 3 hours of all the shows. Listen in your leisure whenever you like. For $9.95, get unlimited archives and the 16-bit dedicated stream that's twice the audio quality of the free 8-bit stream. Most networks don't even have a free stream. We're going to keep the 8-bit streams. But again, bandwidth is very expensive. Believe me, you don't have to tell me about it. I know. And the network had to do this, and this is what helps the network continue. So GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com, link through. Or you can just buy an entire month of any show you want, including this one, for, what, $19.95? How many hours is 5 days a week, 3 hours a day for my show? And I don't get any money for that. That's for the network. But that supports them and allows us to continue. They need your support. GCNLive.com. All right. That's enough of the plugs. When we come back, we'll go straight to your calls and to a ton of news. I am fired up, so stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors, like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Break the law, NWO. We're going to expose you as the murdering trash traitors you are. And you see me coming. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and go to the calls here. I'm just sick of these terrorist fearmongers. I'm tired of their mind control. I'm tired of their garbage. The more freedom you give up, the more these criminals are going to abuse you. Dave in Michigan, go ahead and thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, hi.
Hello.
I'm a professional web developer here in Michigan, and I've been watching your movie, the DVD, the new one, Martial Law 911, and I was kind of inspired to do something to, it initially was an idea for myself to be able to provide myself with, you know, access to the articles and the documents that flash across the screen during the whole movie. What I've ended up doing is I've actually created a website for you. It's called martiallaw911.info, and I would invite all your listeners to check this out. And I really want you to check it out, Alex, because...
You know, we would have done that, but literally, I think we put like 400 articles in the film.
Well, I've got them all.
And I was so exhausted at the end of it, I could have put it in a data section on the DVD. I just didn't.
Okay, well, I've done it for you.
Staff,
this is
I
a
would
gift.
Have.
This is a gift, and it's something, it's a labor of love, because...
What does it do? I mean, so it's just got all the news articles. So you sat there and typed in the headline of everything, found the article, and posted it.
Right, and I've actually done an actual, you know, interface around it that looks like the DVD. I've got the DVD chapters and parts menu on the left, and it's, you know, split up just like the DVD.
Well, that's great. If we want to, can we mirror that and post it on InfoWars.com?
Alex, it's all yours.
Well, you're a sweetheart. What's that website again?
www.martiallaw911.info. I've even put up a glossary of terms, links, and more information to all your info.
How many articles do you have posted?
Oh, I didn't count them, but once you take a look at the website, you'll know. I mean, everything that goes on...
Well, there's 400-plus articles in the film.
They're all there, and they're all, like I said, subcategorized, just like the DVD.
Unbelievable. Well, I need to hire you, Dave, then. You're able to get this done, I tell you.
Yeah, well, if you know, I wouldn't mind speaking to you about it off the air.
Well, let me check it out. I'm sure it's great work. Martiallaw911.info.
Correct.
Well, that's exciting. Send a link to my webmaster. Make sure it gets posted.
Is that the tips at Infowars.com?
Yeah. What else is on your mind?
Oh, that was it. I just wanted to inform you and make you aware of that and have you check it out.
What did you think of the film itself?
Well, I've probably watched it over 20 times, so if that tells you anything.
What are you doing, making copies?
I've made copies. I've actually bought DVD cases and the printable labels, and I've made copies that look almost just like the identical one, and I've been giving them to my band members, my friends, my family members, and they love it. They come back and say, wow, man.
How long did it take you to build that site?
I worked on it all last week. I just finished up getting the domain set up the last couple of days. And a couple of days, I spent like 13, 14 hours straight on it. But like I said, you know, it's something I wanted to do. It originally started out as an idea. I wanted to print out every article and make a book. And then I thought, well, as I'm gathering this information, I was like, why don't I just go ahead and save the links and make a web page? And then it just evolved into this website. Each article has the DVD time that the article appears on the stage right next to it with source information. And then I've also got a Google icon next to each one of these articles that expands out into a search about the same subject or the same article. So it's pretty comprehensive. And like I said, I have a glossary of terms used in the movie and then links that are subcategorized like the DVD is to more information on your InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com websites. And
unbelievable. I tell you what, Dave, let me get your full name and number during this break, and I really appreciate the incredible job you're doing. I can't wait to check it out.
Okay, Alex, that's my pleasure.
Take care, my friend. Do me a favor, Stephanie, or whoever's riding a shotgun right now. Get Dave's info for me. Thank you. We'll be right back.